From the KLYT broadcast studio, this is ABQ Connect. Your input on today's topic is important to us. Join in the conversation by calling 505-338-5790 or text 505-585-LIVE. ABQ Connect.
All right. Glad to have you with us on ABQ Connect every weekday afternoon at 1 o'clock. And a couple of house cleaning items before we jump in with our first guest today. Remember that the 2023 Southwest Men's Conference No Surrender is coming to Calvary Chapel, Rio Grande Valley in Berlin this Friday and Saturday, September 29th and 30th. Some great speakers, including the senior pastor there, Ray Jaramillo. They're welcoming Ken Graves from Calvary in Bangor, Maine, I believe, and then John Randall, who you hear on a daily walk every weekday morning. He's coming from California. He's heard at 5:30 on a daily walk on KLYT Monday through Friday, but he'll be speaking at the conference with several others, and then worship with Jeff Anderson and what they're calling the Bro-lympics. That should be fun to watch and participate in. But guys, you are asked to register. You can still do that at CCRGV.com. That's the website for Calvary Chapel, Rio Grande Valley, CCRGV.com. Coming up later in the hour, we'll reconnect with Cape, New Mexico, and get you some details about what's been happening and where they're headed in the coming school year. And right now, welcoming into studio Dina Day. And now, Jonathan, let me see if I get it right. Jonathan Hugeman?
Yeah, Huguenin. That's pretty good, Steve.
Huguenin. All right. He's the chief ministry officer at Faith Comes by Hearing. And new to that position?
New to the position. Been at the ministry for 15 years.
Yeah, I was going to go there. Yeah. Love that. Raising up from within.
Yeah.
Those people woven into the fabric of the organization and ministry, it just is a good fit. So congratulations.
Hey, thanks.
We have plenty to talk about today, but let's start with this. If you're unfamiliar with Faith Comes by Hearing, let me just direct you to the website, because I was surfing the site earlier today, off the air before we went on again. Another kudos to the web team, because they do such a great job at faithcomesbyhearing.com. You spell it all out, faithcomesbyhearing.com. And head to the website to find out more about the ministry. But I'll throw it to you two for those that, you know, someone you just met and you're introducing the ministry to, they've never heard of it. What do you tell them?
Well, I'll start out here. I just want to say thanks, Steve, for doing this. You know, we are in our 51st year, as you know, here in Albuquerque, headquartered here in Albuquerque, but we are international, we're worldwide. And I have been trying to catch Jonathan long enough to get him down here to talk to you, because he has such a wealth of knowledge about our mission and about our partners and all it takes to get this done around the world.
You know, let me say something about partners, because we've mentioned some of them in times past when you're here. And today, when I was on the website, I went to the bottom of the page and I saw partners. And then I saw, oh, wait, you can scroll. There's dozens of just high class, well producing partners that are assisting Faith Comes. You know, they're assisting Faith Comes by Hearing, but at the same time, you know, you're co-rowing this effort.
Right.
It's just, you know, when I saw how many, all these dozens of great organizations, I thought it was testimony to the Word of God. The body parts are all working together to get the gospel out. And it's a real encouragement to see you guys doing that.
It really is amazing.
Amen. It's in our bones. It's in our fiber. We have 708 major partnerships. We actually track it.
Wow.
It's one of our metrics. And when you ask organizations, you know, regardless of what they do, orphanage ministry, prison ministry, military ministry, you name it, and you say, do you have any need for God's word in all the languages of your country in print, audio, and now video? You know, what we do actually serves everybody else's mission, because everybody has space for the Bible if they're working for the Lord.
You know, often when we talk about, you know, the military sticks that have gone out over the years, I think of the U.S. military. But I was on the site today and saw, I think it was a news update about how much the Bible, on sticks, or I'm not sure exactly how they're getting it because I didn't read the whole article. But on the news updates that are available at faithcomesbyhearing.com, there was an update about police and soldiers in South America that are benefiting.
Over the past year, we've actually been able to get these Bible sticks and audio Bibles to the militaries of 40 different countries. And when you look at the investment where you can really serve and places that move the needle, we think it's largely children. And then military and police, you look at countries collapsing. And if we can really serve the upcoming politicians, the upcoming military leaders who are going to be in power next week, God can do a mighty work through those hearts.
Yeah, you know, if we can get the word of God to them at a time where they're growing and whatever.
Impressionable, young in the faith.
Yeah, and where we know the word of God is alive and active, and it's not something that is going to escape once someone's made contact with it. And it's such a vital part of what you do at Faith Comes by Hearing. And as you mentioned, Dina, a local ministry, 51 years now, down on Aztec, back to the Hosanna days, and of course now Faith Comes by Hearing, and so much appreciate that local ministry. We mention that just about every time. There's, I guess as of September 1st, the notes I have from you, and it's probably maybe even gone up since then, but the scripture recordings are available now in 1,878 languages. And tell me about the gospel films. We don't often talk about the gospel films.
So you were mentioning partnership. This is one of the coolest partnership stories. So Faith Comes by Hearing has been at producing all of these audio Bible recordings for decades. And we meet a partner in 2017 named Lumo. And their mission was to produce the Bible in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John in beautiful, world-class videos. And their problem was they didn't have the audio Bible soundtracks recorded. They had the films, but not the soundtracks. Faith Comes by Hearing had the soundtracks, but not the films. A partnership made in heaven, right? So we get together in 2017, and these beautiful gospel films were only available in 25 languages. But because of partnership, pulling our strengths together, we essentially gave each other our assets, our resources, worked together, and we went from 25 languages available in the gospel films to what you see here today, 1,350. So you can literally watch the book of Luke for 3.5 hours, verse by verse, and just see all the action unfolding. And it's just top-notch stuff.
And it is it's very powerful. You know, and actually the testimony for me, I'll tell you, that comes to mind, because I haven't been through these gospel films on faithcomesbyhearing.com, but when I went to go see the movie, The Gospel of John, it was actually at the time The Passion was in the theaters, blowing up everywhere, and everyone was going to see it, and I saw The Passion. But I tell you, I was more impacted by The Gospel of John, the movie, because like Faith Comes by Hearing, it's... the only dialogue on the movie was from the Gospel of John. And wherever there wasn't dialogue, it was narrated by Christopher Plummer. So it was like what Faith Comes by Hearing is doing with these gospel films, a high-quality product, which, by the way, let me navigate you there. And I'm doing that because there's so much on the Faith Comes by Hearing website. Thank you for that. Faith Comes by Hearing. At the top of the page, you see what we do. Just scroll over it, and you'll see a menu come down, Gospel Films. Click there, and it actually says Watch Trailer, but if you scroll down, you can watch Gospel Films. There's a link there. What all is available on the Watch Gospel Films, and what might be coming?
Yeah, great question. So right now, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John are available. We just produced with our partner Lumo the Covenant film, which is a panorama of the Pentateuch, which was really important for non-Christian areas of the world that may not want to jump right into a gospel, but they may want to hear a little bit of Father Abraham or the creation story, flood. Right. So that film was really intended to kind of be a an initial
experience
for a lot of non-Christian cultures, and then they could jump to a gospel. And actually, 3 months ago, we started filming the Book of Acts. It's a 3.5-hour film being filmed right now in Morocco and Bulgaria.
Okay, so Morocco, North Africa, Bulgaria. Help me with geography.
Yeah, Eastern Europe. Yeah, okay. Yeah. And what's really cool about these films, Steve, and just to get super practical for a second, most of world history, we've had to have somebody relay the Bible to us, right? It wasn't until the printing press and the proliferation of printed Bibles. In the past 30 years, God has done something epic in all of human history. He's allowed us as humanity to not only have the printed book, which we celebrate, but we have an audio version of the Bible to listen to and a visual version. In the past 5 years, in all of world history, we're alive where we can experience God's word in print, audio, and video. And again, just to be super practical about God's word, something special, something magical almost happens when you can interact with the same content through three different medias. It's like different parts of your brain fire. I do it with my teenage boys where one of them will read the Bible out loud, and then we'll close our eyes and listen to the audio version of that same passage and discuss it. Then we'll open our eyes and watch the same passage, like three passages. Talk to teachers who teach, and different medias are super important these days in education. And here we are alive, and not only is it available in English, but in 1,800 languages of the world can experience God through three medias these days.
Yeah, and much of what we're talking about, you can find at faithcomesbyhearing.com. And Dina, as you mentioned, with the ministry starting here down on Aztec in Albuquerque, but it's really become a global ministry. And much of what we talk about when we've been visiting, anytime recently, is Vision 2033. And there's people at work all over the globe looking to make that happen. And for those not familiar with Vision 2033, if you could.
Yeah, well, in effect, it's completing the Great Commission, as the body of Christ. So Jonathan can talk a little bit about that as we work with our partners. But the idea is to finish every language needed in the world by 2033. We're coming alongside our translation partners. We're recording those translations in audio. We're putting them into video with the gospel films. And so it's kind of a consortium of people working for the body of Christ and to get God's word to everyone.
There's about 3,600 languages left that really need an audio and video Bible. And about every other day, as we sit here in Albuquerque, somewhere in the world, a new language is getting God's word in audio and video. And so you just look at the run rate. We have 10 years left of Vision 2033. Mm-hmm. About 350
length.
It's a math problem. It's also a spiritual, financial, people, problem/opportunity. But we're seeing God honor this vision of ensuring that everybody has at least something by the year 2033.
Scripture, yes. Go ahead, Steve.
No, you go.
No, I was just going to say, I was going to prompt Jonathan, because this works beautifully into oral Bible translation, which is just... wow, it's taken over so much of the ministry all over the world.
Let's take a break, and then I want to come back and spend some time on that. Before we go to the break, I want to touch on a couple things, Jonathan, you mentioned. One is it does take finances, and Faith Comes by Hearing is a nonprofit organization, and like most of the ones that we have on the air with us, with a website, if you go to faithcomesbyhearing.com, right up at the top right, there's an easy place to give towards the work of reaching those that have not been reached with an audio version of the Bible through Faith Comes by Hearing. The other one I wanted to mention was, it takes all kinds of people working with or for Faith Comes by Hearing. And we're in a season now where we know so many people still looking for work coming out of the pandemic. And there's so many people in the body of Christ that are well equipped to do this kind of work with Faith Comes by Hearing. I wanted to mention on their website at faithcomesbyhearing.com, let me navigate you there. At the top of the page, hover over About Us, and then go to the home page and then scroll to the bottom of, I think it's probably on any of the pages, go to the very bottom of the web page, and then under About, you'll see Browse Careers. And if you click there right now, Faith Comes By Hearing has four positions that they're looking to fill. And if you go there, you can read in more detail exactly what they are and what it would entail. But I would encourage you, if you're, you know, what would you say to the KLYT listener that might hear and think, you know what, I do need to go check it out?
Yeah, one of our managers recently said, of all the years of Faith Comes By Hearing, this is the best time to join the ministry. There is a favor, there is a blessing. We have the coolest culture. We get together three times a week and actually pray for one another, listen to the Bible, discuss it, and then get to hear from our 300 global staff from all over the world about how God is on the move. So it is a fabulous culture to be a part of.
50 years, you learn to do it right.
Yes, I can put a plug in. I'll be there 4 years in a couple of weeks. It will be my four-year anniversary. And I can put a plug in for working at Faith Comes By Hearing. It is such a blessing and such a big change from, you know, a lot of the workplaces that you come from currently. People come to Faith Comes By Hearing and the mission is just so strong, and everybody, you know, everybody's working toward the same goal, and it really is a special place to work.
All right, and again, you know, you'll find that at faithcomesbyhearing.com. Go to the bottom of the page and under About, you'll see where you can browse the careers that are available. All right, we're going to take a quick break and come back and find out more about Faith Comes By Hearing on ABQ Connect. All right, we are in the midst of a conversation with Faith Comes By Hearing staff. Dina Day is here. Dina, you know what? Let me slow down and now remind me your title at...
Well, it's Communications Coordinator. Now, I think you called me President last time.
Yeah. But thank you, Dina, for making this happen periodically, that we can get caught up with Faith Comes By Hearing. So much appreciate this local ministry making a global impact, very much appreciate meeting the various staff members. Just today met Jonathan, and Jonathan is the chief ministry officer, is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Just off the air, we were talking about how much travel you're doing, Jonathan. You're going all over the globe to meet up with some of these partners and see some of the work get done. I'll kind of throw that to you to let people know what you're seeing, and then let you pick up with what Dina touched on in our last segment, the oral Bible translation, and really just at a glance, how important that is.
Yeah, God is really on the move. I think it's one of my biggest joys to get to travel around the world and see evidence of that, not just hear stories, but witness it firsthand. So much of Scripture talks about recognizing the times we're living in, mm-hmm. and when we pause and really reflect on the availability of Scripture in three forms, of the openness of global shipping right now, the ability to manufacture, the temperature of the partnerships right now, you're seeing crazy things happen among partners. It really does get me excited that I believe we are in the end times, and that we may be a part of the generation that sees the Great Commission. And every other generation before this was missing something. You know, if you think about it, We couldn't ship. We didn't know all the people groups of the world. We didn't have the right form of the Bible available. And very quickly, within these past 5 or 10 years, there's not a whole lot of reasons left why the Great Commission really can't be fulfilled in our lifetime. And one of those is oral Bible translation. If I could just describe kind of the historic process of Bible translation, you know, hopefully many of us are familiar with Wycliffe Bible Translators, some of these very well-regarded organizations. They would go in, learn the language, create an alphabet, which takes 3, 4, 5 years, and then teach the community to use these newly constructed letters to then start to become literate, and then translate, you know, the book of Romans. I mean, Romans wasn't the first book, but it's a tall order for very oral people groups.
And so much more than, I mean, that's an overview. I mean, when you talk about translation, you're talking about how does that culture say that?
You got it.
You know, they don't say it like we. If there was a direct translation, it would sound very strange to someone who speaks English.
Sometimes you see New Testaments in these cultures that look as thick as Bibles, because just describing what a window is,
yeah,
in a culture that's never, ever seen a window, or snow, there's no word in their language for snow, so you have to spend a paragraph describing all the weather conditions that lead to snow. But the challenge with this this traditional Bible translation, which has been amazing, is that with the few remaining oral cultures, it's really difficult to form these newly revised alphabets of 1,540 characters and then teach them to translate in their language. So with the advent of oral Bible translation, which has been a partnership with Faith Comes by Hearing, Seed Company, and several others, we're basically letting oral communicators who are not literate, but are masters of their language and speak three or four languages, hear God's word in, let's say, Spanish or Tamil or Hindi or the trade language that they use in business. They hear God's language in that trade language, and then they can orally begin to draft and transmit God's word in their heart language without an alphabet, without type. And then these drafts then go through the whole historic process of Bible translation in an oral-only fashion. They get peer-reviewed, they go out to the community, they get checked, they get approved. But we're living in this season where in the past 5 years, oral Bible translation is taking off to serve the last people groups who would have had a real challenge doing it the text-based way.
Yeah, and I'd love to hear how much, you know, it's one thing to get that translator to record it, but then what's done with it afterwards to ensure its accuracy, because, I mean, we're handling the Word of God, and the responsibility that's given to those who do that, clearly, Faith Comes by Hearing does not take lightly.
You got it. Do we have time for one story?
Oh, I'd love to hear
it. Okay, there's one of my favorite stories. About a year ago was a people group in Burkina Faso. It's a country in West Africa. There was literally one Christian in this entire people group. And if you pay attention to what happens in West Africa, oftentimes governments coup, right, where the military takes over. It's happened even in recent weeks. This one Christian had it on his heart to start an oral Bible translation project in his language. One guy. So he uses the software that we've built called Render, and he speaks the national language, which is called Moray. He can speak it, but it's not his heart language. It's not the language he prays in or tells jokes in. Mm-hmm. He heard these files in Moray, began to then orally draft in his heart language. And then these files go through the whole process of Bible translation. After about 4 weeks of work, he has two small stories of Luke all the way through the process of Bible translation. It is the story of Jesus calming the storm and Jesus inviting Mary and Martha to sit at his feet. So, like, on a Tuesday, no Bible. 3 weeks later, two stories in a people group that's not a Christian people group. He takes these stories to a refugee camp and plays them in front of this family of 11 people. And his people are displaced people because of the ongoing war in Burkina Faso. He plays the first two sections of scripture ever produced orally on a proclaimer. And the impact of these stories radically started to do their work, because that's what the Bible does, right?
Right.
This lady was the mother of this family of 11. She had sat traumatized from the ravages of war. Her fingers were curled up, her feet were curled up, and she wouldn't speak. She got to hear for the first time that there is a God who has the power to calm the worst storms in life. And she got to hear that there is a God who invites her to come sit at his feet, just like he did Mary and Martha. So this woman, just because of the power of scripture, was healed. She actually stood up and started talking, and the other 11 members of her family gave their lives to Christ because of the power they experienced from the first two sections of scripture being translated. And guess what their first response was? How do we start the first ever church in our people?
That, just so you know, as you're reading that, or as you're just telling the story, one of the things that came to mind for me in imagining that group hearing the word of God for the very first time, I would challenge the listeners of KLYT who are Christian and can think back to the first time, not only that you were around and you know you heard someone preaching or reading it, the first time though you really heard the Word of God and the impact it had, the aha moment. Mm-hmm. And imagine how many times all over the globe, because of the translation and the recording of the audio version of the Bible that's been made available by Faith Comes by Hearing. And consider how you might support what's going on in that work. You know, listen, we mentioned financial support, which you can do at faithcomesbyhearing.com. The other thing I would encourage you to do is spend time on your knees praying for these people groups, praying for the staff at Faith Comes by Hearing. And, you know, even on the website at faithcomesbyhearing.com, contact them. And maybe you have a story you're aware of where you've shared one of the products that they've made available. There has to be all kinds of uncaptured stories, but those are so encouraging, John. And thank you for sharing that. There's so many out there that we haven't heard. Let's hear them.
I love when I hear stories like Jonathan's telling. There's so many, one after another, and it just gives me chills to think. These people are saying God does speak our language.
Yeah.
All this time, they didn't think he did.
And it has to be encouraging that he would use us.
Yeah.
Not me?
Yeah.
And which, by the way, I'll mention again, since I mentioned it earlier, Faith Comes by Hearing does have some positions available. Go to the bottom of the webpage at faithcomesbyhearing.com and under About, you'll see where you can browse careers and see what they have available there. We spent the first half of today's show talking about Faith Comes by Hearing. And actually, before we finish this up, Jonathan and Dina, I do want to throw it back to you to make sure, because I always try to avoid the guest getting in the car or back to the office and going, we forgot. Mm. Oh, I wish he would have given me a chance to. Is there any other area we want to make sure to cover before we put a bow on it today?
Do you have another hour or
so? Yeah, right? Yeah.
We could talk for a long time.
I know we can.
I could just sit here and listen to Jonathan and ask him more questions.
Then I'd have to explain to David out there.
Don't want to do that.
Steve, to be a bit vulnerable, I had a trip to Uganda to the world's largest refugee camp. Heart was a mess. Got to pass out audio Bibles. See amazing things. My conviction coming back was the passion that I displayed in Uganda was not the same passion that I was living out here in Albuquerque. Mm. And it really impacted my family. So my encouragement today is we get to touch God's word in three different forms in English or Spanish or whatever language you're speaking right now. And it is easy to think about the dreams and the ideas and the amazing things happen around the world, but we get to hold God's word in our own very hands today and listen to it and watch it and to not take that for granted. That trip put a fire in me to live out those gospel principles just as passionately in my own neighborhood and not take it for granted.
All right. And we would encourage all of us to pray on that and consider that. I think some of what you're talking about is like going to when you go to those conferences and you're at the top of the mountain and you come home, I kind of get that. And to have that fire that we had when we were there doing the work, which is being done down on Aztec, we get comfortable at home. To remember we have neighbors that need to hear the good news, we have coworkers, we have our own mission field right here in Albuquerque, and a way to support a group, an organization, Faith Comes by Hearing, that's doing it on a global basis. Well, again, Dina, Jonathan, thank you for your time. And Dina, I know I don't need to tell you to reach out when something's going on. By the way, if people haven't connected the dots, Faith Comes by Hearing has been our featured ministry for the entire month of September. You've heard the spot that's playing throughout the month, and we do encourage you to go find out more at faithcomesbyhearing.com.
And thank you for featuring us. We were very excited about that, and we love your help getting the word out.
Amen. Well, let's do it together.
Okay.
Cheers.
All right. Steve. Thank you. All right, stay with us. Homeschoolers often need assistance, And they get that from one another, and they get it from a group that many of you may be aware of, some of you may not. We'll let you know more about Cape New Mexico right after the break on ABQ Connect.